Mayor Thomas Menino probably couldn't have scripted the end of his final year as mayor of Massachusetts' capital city any better, appearing before a throng of season ticket holders at Fenway Park to kick off the Rolling Rally Duck Boat Parade, celebrating the third World Series championship for the Red Sox in the last decade. It's the first to be won at Fenway Park in 95 years. As Menino spoke, various estimates put attendance at between 1 and 2 million people along the parade route. But in a year marred by the Boston Marathon bombings, there was more to what made this World Series championship special than just baseball. Here's Governor Deval Patrick.
Having come from the tragedy we did at the Boston Marathon to where we are right now, having so many of the victims of the bombing here today, it's really a beautiful thing.
Do people underestimate the power sports can have?
I think people underestimate the power of the human spirit. You know, the notion that we stand, not just stand up again, but that we can thrive, is something that bears reminding, and that's what this championship means to me.
And what about those of us in Western Massachusetts, Governor?
I'm so glad to see you here. You know, you know how strongly I feel about being governor of the whole Commonwealth and how connected I feel to Western Massachusetts. So it's wonderful to see WAMC here, and this is a victory for all of Red Sox Nation. Not just the city, frankly, not just the Commonwealth, but the whole country.
It's played for a lot more this year, and obviously, you know, it's important to play the game, but this year, we're playing for other teams.
Boston Gold Glove second baseman Dustin Pedroia. Meanwhile, Red Sox season ticket holders were ushered into Fenway Park for an hour-long celebration with the team, including this father and daughter.
I live across the street.
So it really was a bit of a struggle to get over here then.
Yeah, had to get extra early.
I came in from Brock to the South Shore. I was born in 40. I probably started following them in, 46 or 47. So I'd say, in fact, I was a Braves fan initially.
Wonderful. So how many times would you say over your lifetime you've been to Fenway Park?
Probably 100 times. So.
How about you?
At least that, yeah. I come regularly.
You look at it every day.
I walk by it
from her window.
She can look into the stadium.
Well, thank you, folks, and you enjoy the festivities today. Talk a little bit about the franchise, what you guys have done this year, and what this means.
It's hard to actually put it into words. For us, it's people call it redemption. I don't know if it was redemption, but this team played so beautifully all year. They played with exuberance. They played with heart. They played with resilience.
Red Sox chairman Tom Werner.
If there ever was a team where chemistry was important, it was the Red Sox. And I think this region, all the way to Albany, fell in love with this team because they played it as a team. And there's probably better teams in baseball this year, where there was no team with more resilience.
It seems like there are two forms of Red Sox fans now, those during the heartache and those post-heartache. Any advice for those younger fans who might get used to this?
Yeah, these fans said, God, it was 6 years since we won our last World Series. They have no idea.
Well, of course, when my grandparents lived and died, Red Sox fans, and never saw a World Champion.
Well, you know, the first one that we won in 2004 was for our parents and our grandparents, but this one is for the city.
Then it was time to cue the duck boats for their journey through Boston and into the Charles River to the delight of fans. And what could be more fitting than to see Boston's big poppy David Ortiz, who captured the city's angst with his expletive-laden statement about Boston being our city after the marathon bombings. He held the championship trophy above his head, a series MVP once again seeming to be the one having the most fun cheering on Boston and Red Sox Nation after his third world championship in a decade. For WAMC News, I'm David Gustina, reporting from Boston.